Voice of America in Mandarin。
这里是美国之音的中文广播，现在就开始今天下午六个小时的中文节目。
听众朋友好，今天是2019年11月30号，星期六，现在是北京时间傍晚5点。下面为您播报新闻。路透社报道，星期五英国伦敦发生的恐怖袭击事件中，刺死两人的男性嫌疑人是28岁的乌斯曼·可汗，他曾经因为恐怖主义袭击而被定罪，并于去年获得释放。英国反恐警务主管尼尔·巴苏在一份声明中说，此人在2012年因犯有恐怖主义罪而被当局定罪，他于2018年12月获得许可释放。被许可释放的人在出狱后要遵守其刑期的规定。据《泰晤士报》报道，可汗已经同意佩戴电子标签。袭击者是在下午不到2点的时候动手的，他把目标对准该市金融中区中心伦敦桥附近鱼贩大厅的人群，这正是两年前伊斯兰激进分子发动致命袭击的地点。警官巴苏说，除了一男一女死亡之外，还有一男两女受伤并仍住在医院中。就在嫌疑人先前被定罪的消息传出之前，正在寻求在12月12号竞选连任的英国首相鲍里斯·约翰逊表示，必须让罪犯服满刑期。他说，让严重犯暴力犯罪分子提早出狱是错误的，我们必须改掉那些习惯。星期五，欧洲和亚洲各地城市数以千计的人联合举行新一轮全球示威，敦促采取更多的行动遏制全球气候变化。集会在悉尼启动，抗议者在新南威尔士自由党总部外要求政府拒绝批准新的煤炭、石油或天然气项目。最近几个星期，澳大利亚东南部遭受几百起丛林野火的重创，很多抗议者说这是气候变化的结果。在印度、德国、韩国、以色列、土耳其、意大利、西班牙和法国，活动人士也走上街头。气候运动组织星期五为未来说，预计示威会在153个国家的2300座城市举行。感恩节过后不久，美国总统特朗普下个星期将前往英国，出席在那里举行的为期3天的北约峰会。白宫高级官员星期五对新闻界发表谈话，介绍特朗普北约之行可能涉及的议题，其中谈到特朗普总统在北约峰会上可能涉及的有关中国威胁的磋商要点。白宫官员说，特朗普已经承诺将使北约更加强大，以应对今天的威胁和明天的挑战。为此，特朗普十分强调，所有盟国要信守承诺，增加防务开支。特朗普上任之后，大力推动跟北约的关系，鼓励盟国增加防务开支，希望达到防务开支占国民生产总值2%，而且效果显著。不过，白宫官员在电话会议上表示，北约需要面对中国持续不断扩大的挑战，中国正在积极寻求在全球扩大布局，增加影响力，其中包括在北约的责任区内。中国此举的手段包括提供廉价的资金、廉价投资。特朗普将敦促北约有关国家增加防务开支，拒绝中国的廉价资金。星期五，美国众议院司法委员会主席民主党议员杰罗德·纳德勒讯问特朗普总统，他是否需要派遣律师要求参加小组的弹劾听证。纳德勒也在询问其委员会的共和党人将需要向哪些证人发传票。目前，美国众议院弹劾特朗普总统的调查进入新阶段，下个星期将就他的做法是否构成弹劾行为举行听证会。星期五是美国最大购物日之一的黑色星期五，虽然感恩节购物旺季业绩不俗，但中国威胁报复特朗普总统签署支持香港人权与民主法案引发投资人的担忧。各位听众，以上是美国之音的一组新闻简讯，感谢收听。
欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第27课的第二讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。哎，肖华，上一课我们讲到 Stewart 家的一个儿子 Richard 去帮新邻居 Michael 和 Eva 搬家的事，那么在今天要讲的课文里，这 Stewart 一家有些什么活动呢？
今天的课文呢，是讲 Stewart 一家为了庆祝7月4号美国独立日而在家里举行 party。 除了他们一家人以外，他们还请了许多邻居来参加，包括新邻居 Michael 和 Eva。 哎，玉文，你参加过这样的聚会吗？
当然了，我几乎啊每年都参加。美国人在独立日的时候都在后院举行烧烤自助餐，他们在后院啊都有一个用来烧烤的炉子，食品呢就放在炭火上面的架子上烤，特别有意思。
好，现在我们一起来听整个课文的录音。听了全文录音之后呢，我们还要和大家一起把课文分段来听。
好，下面是课文的全文。
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic. Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
Do you have this party every year?
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
Are there always this many people here?
More or less.There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors, the Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero, and the Masseys. Have you met them?
Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
He loves it. He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
I'm sure he has. But pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
What happens then?
The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark. So come on. We had better get some food soon.
That was a great hot dog.
Susan is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher. Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
She told me that she made the relish herself with vegetables from your dad's garden.
Every year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
The fireworks. They're beautiful.
Red. Green.Blue and yellow.
You know, all across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
So, of course, the traffic there is terrible.
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
But, Eva...Both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now, too.
Oh, 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 oh. 各位听众，整个课文呢听完了，下面我们分段来听。在听的时候呢，我们会把英文句子翻译成中文，请大家特别注意听刚才听全文的时候没有听得太清楚的地方。听完以后呢，我们再给大家讲解一些有用的词语。
课文的第一段是 Michael 和 Eva 应邀到 Stewart 家做客，参加庆祝独立日的聚会。Richard 正在和他们聊天。这段对话一开始是 Susan 在叫大家去拿吃的。
Come and get it! Hot dogs and hamburgers are ready!
哎，来呀，来拿吃的。热狗啊和汉堡包做好了。
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
每年都由我妹妹 Susan 来做吃的东西。
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic. Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
你们请我们来参加7月4号的烧烤聚会，真是太好了。 你们使我们在 Riverdale 感到无拘无束，很自在，真是非常感谢。
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
不用客气，你们能来参加，我们就很高兴。
Eva 说 ，Fourth of July picnic， 也就是七月四号的烧烤聚会。Picnic 原来的意思是野餐，烧烤聚会呢，一般是在后院，在室外举行的，所以在这里也可以用 picnic 这个词。
烧烤聚会的食品呢，那是各种各样，有的烤牛肉、排骨，那有的呢就烤鸡肉、羊肉什么的。
嗯，小华，说到吃的，我是非常喜欢吃烤的蔬菜，像是青椒啊、洋葱啊，特别啊是老玉米。
哎，玉文，从课文来看呢 ，Stewart 家当天做的好像就是热狗和汉堡包啊。
对，听众们大概都知道 ，cook 就是做饭，是动词。可是你有没有注意到 Richard 说的 ，My sister Susan does the cooking every year。美国人经常说 do the cooking。
对，要是问今天谁做饭呢，你可以说 Who's going to cook today？ 但是呢，美国人往往会说。Who's going to do the cooking today?
哎，那么洗碗该怎么说呢 ？Wash the bowls?
没有这么说的。美国人的习惯说法是 do the dish。dish 在这里呢，就是指盘子啊、碟子啊等餐具。
比如说，姐姐说 ，I did the dish yesterday. It's your turn today. 意思就是我昨天洗了碗，今天啊该轮到你了。这段对话里呢，还有一个非常有用的短语。To make someone feel at home. Eva 对 Richard 说 Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale. 大家都知道 at home 就是在家里的意思。To make someone feel at home 意思就是让某人感到像在家里一样的随便，没有拘束。
也就是宾至如归。那 Eva 的意思呢，就是 Stewart 一家这么欢迎他们，让他们觉得很自如。尽管呢，他们是刚刚搬到一个新的地区，但是没有觉得陌生。
所以了，每当有客人来访的时候，美国人最常说的一句话就是 Please make yourself at home， 也就是请不要客气。
好，下面我们来听第二段课文。这一段是 Richard 在向 Michael 和 Eva 介绍他们家每年举行类似 party 的情况。
Do you have this party every year?
你们每年都举行这样的聚会吗？
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
没错，每年独立日，我们举行这样的聚会已经有10年或者15年了吧。
Are there always this many people here?
老是有那么多人参加聚会啊。
More or less. There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors, the Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero, and the Massies. Have you met them?
差不多，当然我们全家都在，再加上许多邻居 ，Goldbergs 家 ，Lindstrom 家的人，有 Romero 太太，还有 Massies 家的人，你们认识他们吗？
Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
还没有，他们是住在街对面，是吧
？That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
对，他们在那里，正在跟我父母和弟弟打排球呢。
从这段对话里，我们可以学到一个常用的语法时态，现在完成进行时，也就是从某一时开始一直在发生的事，而且现在还在继续发生。就像 Richard 说的 We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
也就是说呀 ,Stewart 一家十年或者十五年前就开始每年举行庆祝独立日的聚会，而且现在还是每年举行。
哎，小华，那我就来应用一下。要是我问你，你英语学多久了 ？How long have you been learning English？
那我就说 ，I've been learning English for a very long time。意思是我学英语已经很长时间了，而且呢，我现在还在学。
另外 Richard 告诉 Michael 和 Eva 有哪些邻居来参加聚会的时候说 The Goldbergs, The Lindstroms, 还有 The Messies。 实际上这三家的姓是 Goldberg, Lindstrom 和 Messy， 在姓的前面呢加上冠词 the， 在后面呢加 s 成为多数，意思就成了这一家人。玉文，我要是说你们一家人，我就应该说
The Jones。
那么要说是你们全家的人呢，那就是 The Shaws。
对了。
下面这段对话主要是 Richard 告诉新邻居有关他弟弟 Robert 的情况。
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
对不起，我忘了你弟弟的名字。
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
我弟弟叫 Robert, 但是我们都叫他 Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
哟 ，Robbie 真是个好的排球手啊。
He loves it. He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
他特别喜欢排球，在所有的运动当中，他最喜欢排球。
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
我想他整个下午都在打球。I'm
sure he has, but pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
没错，可是一会儿天黑了就看不到球了。
Richard 说：“我弟弟的名字叫 Robert， 但是我们都叫他 Robbie。 Robbie 是 Robert 的昵称。”许多美国人的名字呢都有简称，或者说呢叫爱称。大多数人把
Robert 都简称为 Bob，B O B。也有人把 Robert 简称为 Rob，R O B。Robbie 实际上 Stewart 一家给 Robert 起的小名。 那其他还有一些简称的名字，比如说 William 简称为 Bill，Richard 简称为 Dick，Joseph 简称为 Joe 等等。对，一般呢都是多音节的名字会有简称，那么单音节的名字，比方说
Paul、Jack、Jay
就没有简称了。另外 ，Michael 在赞扬 Robbie 是个好的排球手的时候说 ，Boy。 Robbie's a good volleyball player.
这里用的 boy 可绝对不是男孩的意思。美国人经常会用 boy 来表示惊奇。要是说哟，那个女孩可真漂亮，你就可以说 boy, that girl is so pretty.
你也可以说 boy, that cake is so delicious. 那个蛋糕可真好吃。boy,
学一种语言可真难呢。boy,
你学的可真快呀。
下面我们来听这课文的第四段。在这段对话里， Richard, Michael 和 Eva 在谈论 Susan 的烹调技术。上面一段的最后一句话呢是
Richard 讲的，他说一会儿天黑了就看不见球了，也就是不能再打排球了。Michael 就接着问，
What happens then?
天黑了又干什么呢？
The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark.
当然是放焰火啦。 天一黑，焰火就开始喽。That
was a great hot dog.
这热狗可真好吃。Susan
is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher. Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
Susan 很会做饭，她从肉铺子里买最好的小红肠，然后慢慢的在炭火上烤。She
told me that she made the relish herself. With vegetables from your dad's garden.
他告诉我，那调味酱也是他自己做的，用你爸爸花园里种的菜做的。Every
year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
他每年都做。哦，放焰火喽。
Richard 说，等到天黑就看不到球了。 于是Michael接着就问 What happens then? 从字面上来解释，这个问句的意思是到那时会发生什么呢？实际上就是天黑了，不能打球了， 那大家又干什么呢？
再比方说，我的朋友对我说，他的儿子五月份就大学毕业了，我就可以问 What happens then? 意思是他毕业以后干什么呢？
Michael 说 We had better get some food soon. 这句话的意思是我们还是赶快吃点东西吧。 We had better do something 也是一个常用的句型。
要是说我想买辆新汽车，但是钱还不够，太太就可能对我说 You'd better save from now on. 也就是你还是现在就开始攒钱吧。
我们大家都知道美国人喜欢吃热狗，也就是 hot dog。 可是 Richard 说他妹妹 buys the best hot dog from the butcher， 这里指的呢是生的小肉肠子。 butcher 可以解释为屠夫、刽子手，但是在这里呢是指卖肉的铺子。
美国人在后院用烧烤的炉子往往是用炭火来烤肉或者是其他食品。Richard 说 Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire. 就是说她妹妹 Susan 在炭火上慢慢地烤小肠来做热狗。
Eva 说 Susan 自己做调味的酱，就是 relish。 这种酱是用不同蔬菜做的，美国人习惯、把这种酱放在热狗和汉堡包上面作为调料。
下面是这节课文的最后一段，这个时候大家都在看烟火。 Michael 和 Eva 谈到去年他们到纽约去看烟火的情景，现在我们来听最后一段。
The fireworks, they're beautiful.
烟火，它们真漂亮。
Red, green, blue and yellow.
红、绿、蓝，还有黄颜色。
You know,All across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
你知道，全美国的人今晚都会看焰火。
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
去年啊，我们去纽约市看焰火，在布鲁克林大桥上空放的烟火非常好看，很多人是从外地赶来看的。
So of course the traffic there is terrible.
所以了，交通就肯定很拥挤。
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
我们没有必要为了看漂亮的焰火而旅行。
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
你很幸运能从这里看到它们。
But Eva, both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now too.
可是 Eva, 你我都很幸运。现在你也住在这里咯。
每年的独立日，美国各地都会举行庆祝活动，很多地方特别是大城市都会在晚上放烟火，纽约市当然也不会例外。
Michael 告诉 Richard， 去年国庆他和 Eva 到纽约去看烟火，看到布鲁克林大桥上空放的烟火非常好看。布鲁克林大桥是纽约很重要的交通要道之一。
接着伊娃说 Traffic there is terrible. Traffic 就是交通，它的意思是由于许多人都从各地来看烟火而使得交通、非常拥挤。
哎，纽约那个地方别说看烟火了，每天早晨上班那车子都堵得开不动。 The traffic is terrible every morning.每天早上的交通都很糟糕。
在这段对话里， Eva 对 Richard 说 You're lucky to be able to see them from here. You're lucky to be able to do something 是一个很普通的句型，要是说你能在这个学校念书是多么幸运呢、
那英文就是 You're lucky to be able to study in this school.
你也可以说你有这么一个老师多幸运啊，
也就是 You're lucky to have a teacher like that.
现在我们已经把整个课文分段听完了，并且给大家做了一些讲解。下面要请大家再听一遍课文的整个录音，然后呢，我们来提几个问题，看看大家能不能用英语来回答。
现在请听课文全文。
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic. Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
Do you have this party every year?
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
Are there always this many people here?
More or less. There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors, the Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero, and the Masseys. Have you met them?
Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
He loves it. He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
I'm sure he has. But pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
What happens then?
The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark. So come on. We had better get some food soon.
That was a great hot dog.
Susan is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher. Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
She told me that she made the relish herself with vegetables from your dad's garden.
Every year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
The fireworks. They're beautiful.
Red, green, blue, and yellow.
You know, all across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
So, of course, the traffic there is terrible.
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
But, Eva, both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now, too.
听众朋友，全部课文的录音已经听完了，下面我们来提几个问题，请大家用英语来回答。
What were the Stewarts doing that day? They were having a 4th of July picnic. Who was invited to the party? Many neighbors, including Michael and Eva.What was Susan doing for the party? She did the cooking. What did she cook? Hot dogs and hamburgers. Who is Robbie? Robbie is Richard's brother.What was he doing at the party? He was playing volleyball with his parents and neighbors. What did all of them do after dark? They watched fireworks.
收听美国英语第27课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎您来信寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语两个字的汉语拼音 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
听众朋友，下面为您播报新闻。路透社报道，星期五英国伦敦发生的恐怖袭击事件中，刺死两人的男性嫌疑人是28岁的乌斯曼可汗，他曾经因为恐怖主义袭击而被定罪，并于去年获得释放。 被许可释放的人在出狱之后要遵守其刑期的规定。据《泰晤士报》报道，可汗已经同意佩戴电子标签。袭击者是在下午不到两点时动手，他把目标对准该市金融中心伦敦桥附近鱼贩大厅的人群，这正是两年前伊斯兰激进分子发动致命袭击的地点。警官巴苏说，除了一男一女死亡之外，还有一男两女受伤并仍在住院中。就在嫌疑人先前被定罪的消息传出之前，正在寻求12月12号竞选连任的英国首相鲍里斯·约翰逊表示，必须让罪犯服满刑期。他说，让严重暴力犯罪分子提早出狱是错误的，我们必须改掉那种习惯，并对危险的罪犯，尤其是恐怖分子实施适当的刑罚，这一点非常重要。星期五，欧洲和亚洲各地城市数以千计的人联合举行新一轮全球示威，敦促采取更多的行动遏制全球气候变化。集会在悉尼启动，抗议者在新南威尔士自由党总部外要求政府拒绝批准新的煤炭、石油或天然气项目。最近几个星期，澳大利亚东南部遭受几百起丛林野火的重创，很多抗议者说这是气候变化的结果。在印度、德国、韩国、以色列、土耳其、意大利、西班牙和法国，活动人士也走上街头。气候运动组织星期五为未来说，预计示威会在153个国家的2300座城市举行。感恩节过后不久，美国总统特朗普下个星期将前往英国，出席在那里举行的为期三天的北约峰会。白宫高级官员星期五对新闻界发表谈话，介绍特朗普北约之行可能涉及的议题，其中谈到特朗普总统在北约峰会上可能涉及的有关中国威胁的磋商要点。白宫官员说，特朗普已经承诺将使北约更加强大，以应对今天的威胁和明天的挑战。为此，特朗普十分强调所有盟国要信守承诺，增加防务开支。特朗普上任之后大力推动跟北约的关系，鼓励盟国增加防务开支，希望达到防务开支占国民生产总值 2%， 而且效果显著。不过，白宫官员在电话会议上表示，北约需要面对中国持续不断的挑战，中国正在积极寻求在全球扩大布局，增加影响力，其中包括在北约的责任区内。中国此举的手段包括提供廉价资金、廉价投资，建立港口和电网一类的重要基础设施。特朗普总统将敦促北约有关国家增加防务开支，拒绝中国的廉价资金。星期五，美国众议院司法委员会主席民主党议员杰罗德·纳德勒讯问特朗普总统他是否需要派遣律师参加小组的弹劾听证。纳德勒也在询问其委员会的共和党人将需要向哪些证人发出传票。目前，众议院弹劾特朗普总统的调查进入新的阶段，下个星期将就他的做法是否构成弹劾行为举行听证会。情报委员会为期两个星期的听证会产生了很多证词，但是似乎都没有足以动摇国会的共和党众议员，他们都不支持弹劾行动。星期五是美国最大购物日之一的黑色星期五，虽然感恩节购物旺季业绩不俗，但是中国威胁报复特朗普总统签署支持香港人权民主法案引发投资人的担忧。据统计公司早先的预数据，消费者在黑色星期五将总共花费75亿美元，在网络星期一将花费94亿美元。该公司还指出，今年感恩节购物季可能创下纪录。各位听众，以上是美国之音的一组新闻简讯，感谢收听。
欢迎收听美国之音中文部的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第28课第二讲。
在上一节课里， Richard 和 Marilyn 夫妇俩在纽约市听音乐会。在音乐厅里，他们碰到了 Richard 的妹妹 Susan 和他的朋友 Harry。 在他们盛情的邀请下， Richard 和 Marilyn 在音乐会结束后和他们一起去参加了一个聚会。
今天的课文呢，就是讲 Richard 和 Marilyn 在聚会上以及聚会之后的活动。我们现在先把大意跟大家说一下。
Richard 和 Marilyn 到了 party 以后，发现有很多人他们都不认识。
在一家艺术杂志做图片编辑的 Robert 很高兴遇见做摄影记者的 Richard， 同他谈起来在摄影中心举办的图片展览。
Richard 和 Marilyn 到很晚才离开 party， 搭公共汽车回家。在车上已经没有什么乘客了。
Richard 和 Marilyn 听了音乐会又参加了聚会，都感觉有点累了。
Richard 和 Marilyn 原来想要单独在一起度过一个浪漫的夜晚，结果却没有实现。不过 Richard 在公共汽车上忽然意识到，在这个夜深人静的时刻，他和 Marilyn 终于两个人单独在一起了。只不过他们没有像原先计划的那样坐在餐厅里，而是坐在回家的公共汽车上。
下面我们先听一遍课文的英文全文，我们在听完全文之后，还要和大家一起把课文分段来听，并且把课文逐句翻译成中文，同时呢，还要讲解课文里一些有用的词汇和习惯用语。
好，肖华，那么在听课文以前，我们是不是先来讲几个有用的单词呢？
好， beg， B-E-G， beg， 要求，祈求。
exhibit，E-X-H-I-B-I-T， exhibit， 展览，展品。
escape， E-S-C-A-P-E， escape， 逃跑，逃脱。
下面请听课文的全文。
Judy， Robert， AnneAnd Tom, this is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy. I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there, too.
We begged them to come along with us.
Hi, everybody.
This is my husband, Richard. And this is...
A nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions. I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
See you later, Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the photography center? Oh, by the way, my name is Robert.
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
Yep, I'm headed that way.
Good. Marilyn, after you.
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
It's almost midnight.
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started.You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no, not really. Remember the concert?
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
Something like that.
It didn't quite happen like that.
Not yet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
Not until right now. You see, here we are. Just the two of us, riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
Isn't it nice to be alone?
好，整个课文听完了，接下来我们分段听。我们在每一句的英文后面加上中文翻译，听完一整段之后，我们再讲解。现在听第一段。
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
这是 Judy, Robert, Anne 和 Tom. 这是我嫂子 Marilyn, 我哥哥 Richard 的妻子。Richard 就在那边放吃的那张桌子旁边。
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy. I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
你们好 ,Robert, Judy. 抱歉我没法记住你们所有人的名字。
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
没关系。记住那么多新的名字可不容易，很高兴看到 Susan 家里的人，她经常谈到你们。
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there too.
Richard 和我去听音乐会，没想到 Susan 和 Harry 也在那里。
We begged them to come along with us.
我硬拉他们跟我一起来的。
Sister-in-law 在这里是嫂子的意思，不过这个词也可以是弟妹。在英文里，哥哥或弟弟都是用 brother 这个词，那姐姐或妹妹也都是用 sister。同样的道理 ，brother-in-law 可以是姐夫，也可以是妹夫 ；aunt 可以是姑姑，也可以是姨；那 uncle 可以是叔叔，也可以是舅舅。
就是啊。这也许呢，同东西方的文化不同有关系。中国的辈分被看得很重，七大姑八大姨都得分得清清楚楚。那西方呢，一般就没那么严格，知道大概的关系就行了。所以呢，在辈分方面，从中文翻译到英文反倒比较容易。Susan 对朋友们说 ：“We begged them to come along with us. Beg 意思是恳求、祈求。” Beg for food, 要饭。Beggar 是乞丐，但是在这一句话里呢，如果翻译成我求他们和我们一起来的，还不如说我硬拉他们和我们一起来，这样说呢就更加贴切。下面我们听课文的第二段，在这一段里 ，Richard。从放食品的桌子那里来参加这群朋友的交谈 ，Susan 则拉着 Marilyn 去认识自己的朋友 Kathy。那 Richard 呢，就和也在场的 Robert 交谈起来。
Hi everybody.
哎，大家好。
This is my husband Richard, and this is
这是我先生 Richard， 这是
a nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions.I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
这是我的一些好朋友。哎 ，Richard， 你得做自我介绍喽。我刚刚看见 Kathy， 我要 Marilyn 跟她见面。
See you later, Richard.
一会儿见 ，Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
哎 ，Kathy， 等一下。
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the photography center? Oh, by the way.My name is Robert.
Richard, Susan 告诉我你是摄影师。我是一家艺术杂志的图片编辑。你去摄影中心看那个展览了吗？哦，对了，我叫 Robert。
这一段开始的时候 ，Richard 从放食品的桌子那儿过来和 Susan 的一些朋友打招呼。Marilyn 把自己的丈夫 Richard 介绍给这些朋友。 当他正准备给 Richard 介绍这些朋友的时候，被 Susan 给打断了。
为什么呢？因为 Susan 看到了自己的朋友 Cathy 在那边，他急着要 Marilyn 和 Cathy 见个面，所以才打断 Marilyn 对 Richard 说 A nice group of my friends， 也就是这些都是我的好朋友。然后呢，他就叫 Richard 自己来做自我介绍，他呢就带着 Marilyn 去见 Cathy 了。
Susan 呢对 Richard 说Make your own introductions， 自我介绍。哎，小华，说到自我介绍，我们还可以怎么样来表达呢？
要说 introduce yourself。
对，那 Susan 呢也可以说 Richard， you will have to introduce yourself。
在这种社交场合，有时候有认识你的人把你介绍给你不认识的人，有时候呢你就得自我介绍。Robert 是一家艺术杂志的图片编辑。他知道 Richard 是摄影师，所以呢，就开始和他谈论起摄影中心的展览会。
如果知道对方的职业或爱好，那是开始谈话的一个最好话题了。俗话说，三句话不离本行，和对方谈他的职业，就不大会出现冷场的尴尬局面了。
在美国去参加 party， 往往呢碰到的大多数人你都不认识。那你跟不认识或者说刚认识的人谈话的时候，一般就可以从天气啊、交通啊这些不大可能产生争议的话题开始。比如我在来参加 party 的路上塞车了，或者这两天非常冷，或者非常暖和等等。然后随着话题的展开，就可以天南海北的聊了。
不过呢，一定要避免有争议的话题，比方说政治问题、外交政策或者妇女的堕胎权等等，因为大家都是初次见面。不知道谁支持民主党或谁支持共和党，谁又是自由派，谁是保守派。如果话不投机，主人和客人啊，面子上都不好看。接下来我们听课文的第三段，这里讲的是 Richard 和 Marilyn 离开了 party 以后，两个人坐公共汽车回家。忙碌了一天后，两个人总算是松了一口气。
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
这辆车去 Riverdale 吗？
Yep, I'm headed that way.
对，我是去那个方向。
Good. Marilyn, after you.
好 ，Marilyn， 你先上车。
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
车上几乎空无一人。哎，你想坐在这儿吗？
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
行，哎，我想我们终于逃脱了。
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
用逃脱来形容真是再合适不过了。那个 party 没准要开个通宵呢， Susan 和 Harry 还要我们去跳舞，你能相信吗？他们居然会提出这样的建议，我连站都快站不住了，快累死了。
Richard 在上公共汽车之前先问司机 Is this bus going to Riverdale?
这趟车去不去 Riverdale?
如果不是经常坐公共汽车，下车还是个麻烦事儿呢，因为司机啊一般都不报站名。有一次我的汽车坏了，坐公共汽车进城，自以为认识路，结果呢就坐过站了。Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? 和 Marilyn 用这个说法的意思是一样的，不是真正问对方你是不是相信，而是表示啊很惊叹。你说 Can you believe it? 实际上就是你能相信吗？我竟然会坐过站呢。
Marilyn 谈到 Susan 还请他们去跳舞的时候说 I can hardly stand up. Marilyn 说这句话的意思是我连站都快站不住了，别说跳舞了。
我们举个例子来说吧， I can hardly see anything. 我几乎啊什么也看不见。
They have hardly any money left. 他们几乎身无分文。
小华， I can hardly wait to hear the next section.我迫不及待要听下一段话了。
那我们就来听课文的第四段，这是 Richard 和 Marilyn 两个人在回家的路上 坐在公共汽车上的对话。
It's almost midnight.
快半夜了。
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
是啊，可是城里的舞厅才刚刚开始热闹呢。你并不想去跳舞，对不对？
Oh no, not really. Remember the concert?
啊不，我不想去。你还记得音乐会吗？
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
音乐会？那似乎已经是昨天的事了。
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
就是啊。不过你记得吗？我们在音乐厅里边商量今天晚上要怎样过的事儿。
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
对，我们不是打算就我们两个人在一起静静地度过这个夜晚吗？
Something like that.
是那么回事儿。
It didn't quite happen like that.
可是没有如愿以偿。
Not yet.
到现在为止还没有。
小华，在这段对话里 ，Marilyn 说 "That seems like yesterday." 那似乎已经是昨天的事儿了。他不会是真的忘了吧？
那当然不会，这呢又是口语中常用的一种夸张的说法。比如说，一个人度假后刚上班不久，就说我好像好久没度假了。同事说，你不是上个星期刚从夏威夷度假回来吗？他就说，夏威夷 ？That seems like months ago. 那好像是几个月以前的事了。再夸张一点，还可以说 ，That seems like a lifetime ago. 那好像是上辈子的事了。
是 ，Marilyn 说呢。两个人单独在一起的计划泡汤了，然后 Richard 回应说 Not yet， 这个短语它的意思是到目前为止还没有实现，但是它还有一层意思，就是说这个没有发生的事情仍然有可能发生。比如朋友问你，你买了那台你喜欢的袖珍电脑了吗？你如果还没买，不过仍然打算买，你就可以说 Not yet。如果没有买，也不再打算买了，那你就不能这么说了。
那就直接说 no。那我现在要问你，我们听了第五段课文了吗
？Not yet。
就是说还没有听，但是我们马上就要听。
George Washington Bridge。
乔治华盛顿大桥到了。
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
谢谢你，司机，我在这儿下车。
Not until right now.You see, here we are, just the two of us, riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
我们的计划一直没能实现。可是你看啊，我们现在就是两个人，半夜坐在开往 Riverdale 的公共汽车上。
Isn't it nice to be alone?
两个人单独在一起真好。
听完这段话之后 ，Richard 刚才说的 "not yet" 那句话就更好理解了，因为他又说 "not until now"， 这不是一个完整的句子。完整的句子应该是 "it didn't happen until now"， 也就是直到现在，我们两个人想单独在一起的愿望才算是实现了。
不过，他们两个人不是在餐厅里享受浪漫的烛光晚餐，而是坐着公共汽车回家。
那即便如此 ，Marilyn 还是挺知足的。Isn't it nice to be alone? 这句话虽然是问句形式，但是呢，实际并不是在问话，而是感叹。如果说 Isn't it nice that you made it to my birthday party? 又是什么意思呢？
那就是你能来参加我的生日聚会，真是太好了。
好，听众朋友，现在全课的课文都已经分段听完了，下面我们请大家再完整的听一遍这次课文的录音。
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy.
I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy.
It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there, too.
We begged them to come along with us.
Hi, everybody.
This is my husband, Richard. And this is...
a nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions. I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
See you later, Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the Photography Center? Oh, by the way, my name is Robert.
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
Yep, I'm headed that way.
Good. Marilyn, after you.
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
It's almost midnight.
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no. Not really. Remember the concert?
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
Something like that.
It didn't quite happen like that.
Not yet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
Not until right now. You see, here we are, just the two of us, riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
Isn't it nice to be alone?
Who did Richard and Marilyn meet at the party? They saw lots of Susan's friends. Richard met Robert. What did Robert do? He worked as a photo editor at an art magazine. Did Richard and Marilyn enjoy the party? They sort of did, but in the end, they were glad that they escaped. Did Richard and Marilyn manage to have a quiet time with just the two of them? They eventually did, but on a bus to Riverdale.
Goethe. 收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA 第28课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎给我们来信，地址请寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
你也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语这两个字的拼音 @voanews.com， 英语 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。